Hermione looked outraged.
But that's... I'm sorry, but that's completely ridiculous. How can I possibly prove it doesn't exist? Do you expect me to get hold of all the pebbles in the world and test them? I mean, you could claim that anything's real if the only basis for believing in it is that nobody's proved it doesn't exist.
Yes, you could, said Xenophilius. I am glad to see that you are opening your mind a little.
So the Elder Wand, said Harry quickly before Hermione could retort, you think that exists too?
Oh, well, in that case there is endless evidence, said Xenophilius. The Elder Wand is the hallow that is most easily traced because of the way in which it passes from hand to hand.
Which is what? Asked Harry.
Which is that the possessor of the wand must capture it from its previous owner if he is to be truly master of it,
said Xenophilius.
Surely you have heard of the way the wand came to Egbert the Egregious after his slaughter of Emmerich the Evil? Of how Godelot died in his own cellar after his son Hereward took the wand from him? Of the dreadful Luxius, who took the wand from Barnabas Deverill, whom he had killed? The bloody trail of the Elder Wand is splattered across the pages of wizarding history.
Harry glanced at Hermione. She was frowning at Xenophilius, but she did not contradict him. So where do you think the Elder Wand is now? Asked Ron.
Alas, who knows?
Said Xenophilius as he gazed out of the window.
Who knows where the Elder Wand lies hidden? The trail goes cold with Arcus and Livius. Who can say which of them really defeated Luxius, and which took the wand? And who can say who may have defeated them? History, alas, does not tell us.
There was a pause. Finally, Hermione asked stiffly, Mr. Lovegood, does the Peverell family have anything to do with the Deathly Hallows? Xenophilius looked taken aback as something shifted in Harry's memory, but he could not locate it. Peverell. He had heard that name before.
But you have been misleading me, young woman, said Xenophilius,
now sitting up much straighter in his chair and goggling at Hermione.
I thought you were new to the Hallows quest. Many of us questers believe that the Peverells have everything to do with the Hallows.
Who are the Peverells? Asked Ron. That was the name on the grave with the mark on it, in Godric's Hollow, said Hermione, still watching Xenophilius. Ignotus Peverell.
Exactly,
said Xenophilius, his forefinger raised pedantically.
The sign of the Deathly Hallows on Ignotus's grave is conclusive proof.
Of what? Asked Ron.
Why, that the three brothers in the story were actually the three Peverell brothers, Antioch, Cadmus, and Ignotus, that they were the original owners of the Hallows.
With another glance at the window, he got to his feet, picked up the tray, and headed for the spiral staircase.
You will stay for dinner,
he called as he vanished downstairs again.
Everybody always requests our recipe for freshwater plimpy soup.
Probably to show the poisoning department at St. Mungo's, said Ron under his breath.
Harry waited until they could hear Xenophilius moving about in the kitchen downstairs before speaking.
What do you think? He asked Hermione.
Oh, Harry, she said wearily. It's a pile of utter rubbish. This can't be what the sign really means. This must just be his weird take on it. What a waste of time.